This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hello.
Let's talk about Wicked. Dave, how would you get invited to the premiere and not me?
I have no idea. It makes zero sense.
So jealous.
It really does make zero sense. But to be fair, I think we're on the wrong lists. You got invited to Gladiator.
I don't know how I got invited to Gladiator. I never got invited to a movie before.
I would have loved to.
I know,
go to Gladiator.
Yeah, we should have swapped.
Just to see the movie, like.
I've never been invited to anything movie related, and I think that makes sense.
You don't know movies, though.
You don't really profess yourself to be above, no. You were just saying to me there off air that the Wicked movie has 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, and I honestly.
Now, to be fair, it only has 45 reviews.
Oh, wow, because it's not out
yet. So far, because it's not out yet.
But, like, I was actually genuinely shocked when I saw such positive reviews come in when the premieres came out and stuff because, I don't know, I just feel like so much hype and Wicked's so perfect on stage and I'm so nervous
apparently,
that it's not going to live up.
So I was talking to Pippa about this and she said that it's only part one.
Yeah, I know.
And it's ending after Gravity.
Divine Gravity, I know. So that's the end of Act One when you go see the show. So they've split it into the two acts, which actually kind of pisses me off because I'm like, it's a 3-hour musical. Just make it a 3-hour movie and be done with it.
And then
it's
you have to wait
grabby.
A full year for part two, I think.
Yeah, or more.
Yeah, I think they're saying sometime in 2025.
But like, Act Two of Wicked isn't as good as Act One.
Oh, really?
All the bangers are in Act One. So this movie is going to be better than the second one, I think.
Oh, well, do you know what? At least there's that. Yeah. I'd rather that than have to wait for the better one.
How many songs do you think will be in the first act?
There's probably 10.
They do talk, right?
No, they're amazing songs, though. They do talk.
Okay,
there's loads of talk. Yeah, and it's witty.
I couldn't deal with that, like, going to, like, it was a Hamilton, and it's just all singing and rapping. I just couldn't deal with it.
You do have to be on your toes for Hamilton, because, like, you'll lose the plot if you're not listening. As in, you'll not follow the plot.
You're
going to lose your mind.
I would lose
the plot.
No, but I do find sometimes when you're watching a movie and you're just kind of waiting for it to be over and you hear them start to break into song, I'm like, no.
It's so funny. I'm literally like, oh, when is this boring dialogue going to be over and they're going to start singing again?
Oh, really?
Yeah.
As soon as I hear a tone, I'm like, oh, for fuck's sake.
Really?
Yeah. Are you going to give Ashing Love the spoilers tomorrow?
Yeah, she already knows.
Well, I mean, in terms of the movie.
I don't even know what it's about.
Do you know what's... Oh, it's so good because it's like a spin-off, what's it called, of The Wizard of Oz.
Yes.
So like you'll know some of the characters.
And is it The Good Witch?
Well, it's about the Bad Witch. And how the Bad Witch became bad. How she became wicked.
But they're
the Wicked Witch of the West.
But they're best friends, aren't they?
Well, this is the story.
I'm intrigued.
Consider me hooked.
Yeah.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah.
Just wanna wake up
with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on. Let's go.
Good morning. I actually can't believe it's Wednesday. Thought it was Tuesday today. So nice one.
Not bad at all.
Lovely little realisation.
Already a good start to the day.
Absolutely.
I didn't have the best start to the day. It happened, lads. It happened. The Lecky Gate. The Lecky Gate was frozen.
Frozen over.
You know that relatable problem that everyone has.
Oh my God, absolute mayor.
Oh God.
Mayor in the south side.
So I got up and I had to, I didn't boil the kettle, but I just put in a little bit of lukewarm water into the kettle.
Clever.
And it overflowed then. And then I spilt it all the way up. So to my housemate's waking up, there is a trail from the sink. There's a trail from the sink to the front door.
It'll probably be frozen over by the time they wake up.
Exactly,
so it'll be like an ice rink in the hallway.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah, it'll be grand.
And I pressed the button for the Lecky Gate and no dice. So that's why I was 5 minutes late this morning. I had to go out and manually open the gate.
Oh. Well, that makes a bit more sense because I was thinking there was something up when you almost ran me over this morning.
I was
walking up Drury Street and I was passing the Drury Street car park. And I see a car approaching. I don't immediately clock that it's David Hammond's car because I'm not obsessed with you.
Okay, random drive-by.
Dave is clearly like, that's Ash. Feck her. I'm like timing it where I'm like, I can definitely get through because it's definitely my turn.
Yeah, yeah.
Next thing, car speeds up, swings into the car park right in front of me.
I'm sorry, she's going way too slow. I'm not waiting for you.
Mr. Hammond's in a rush anyway.
I was 5 minutes late. The Lecky Gate wouldn't work.
Do you not get it, Ashley?
Oh, come on. Last week I was in America, right? And I noticed that you can get normal fizzy drinks in much larger cans. And obviously because everything's big in America.
Super size.
Like, honestly, super size, right? But in a CVS, which is a pharmacy, by the way.
CVS's are the goat.
They are fantastic, but also I think they need to choose a lane.
Yeah, they're kind of like a
explain. I don't know what's the story with this.
CVS is, it's like a pharmacy, so it's like one thing is like, oh, here's how to be healthy, and then here's a full aisle of sweets.
Then it's like a Londis.
It's kind of bizarre.
Yeah, it's smart though.
It is.
But yeah, they had the cans of fizzy drink basically that were like the size of my head. So for every, and that was for like every drink, right? And like they were the extra large. You could also get normal size cans, but even the normal size cans weren't our normal size. Mm. They were giant. Mm. Do you know what I mean? They were a bit bigger, like maybe say like 50 mils more or something like that.
If you get a large chips at McDonald's in America, it's like almost double the size of a large.
I ordered a medium like decaf coffee and it just came in this giant bucket.
It's hilarious.
It was ridiculous.
Like, it's actually really funny.
I was like, why didn't I just order a small? But it got me thinking, you couldn't have that extra large Coke if the can was the other design, right? You remember the old design of the small chunky one, the one that like normal other drinks are. So basically what I'm saying is,
or IP.
What I'm saying is, you know the when they change the can's shape?
Yeah.
We never really talked about it.
We did.
Everyone just kind of kept silent about it. But all cans have started to migrate over to Red Bull's shape, which is the long and skinny one.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Cylindery.
And I'm confused as to why we never, A, talked about it, and B, why did it happen at all?
Well, like the little roundies were never caused me a problem at all. And I do think I did speak about it, maybe not on air or officially.
Really?
But I have a chat at my house.
You brought it to your local official, did you?
I haven't actually made a big point of it now or got onto any local politicians.
And do you regret that now, Emma?
I do, actually.
In light of recent events.
It gets me thinking. I was like, God, they just have so much power. They could just change everything about our lives.
But like one
just
thing,
like that.
One thing I think,
and not say a word.
Not to divert too much, but the fact that the sports cap on all the bottles are gone. Like, I'm not buying a Volvic anymore because I'll just spill it everywhere.
Yeah, well, and there's the attachment of the caps. That's another whole realm. Yeah,
tomorrow's conversation.
Time at all to get into that.
But yeah, so I was thinking that, like, obviously Coke then started to migrate first. There was the first one. Like, Red Bull always had that shape can. Coke then started to go over to that can, and now Fanta Orange, Club Orange, they're all doing it. 7-Up. 7-Up in a long, skinny can. It seems wrong.
But see, I'm pretty sure like Coke, 7-Up, Fanta, they're all the one
they're
company.
They're all owned by Coke.
However,
but they weren't.
The recent development of Club, which is an Irish brand migrating across, is truly staggering.
Go on, Callum.
Yeah, so 7-Up and Pepsi, they're kind of the same realm. And then there's Coke, Sprite, and Fanta. They're the same round.
It's Sprite with Coke.
Yeah, so
they're in the same verse.
The Coke brands changed first. Then I saw a couple of months ago that Pepsi, I'm a big fan of a Pepsi Max, and they went from the short stubby cans to the long skinny cans.
Yeah, see, this is where it gets weird. They're all starting to migrate over.
It's the clubs that gets me because they are the Irish brand. What's going on?
It's mad.
Thoughts. One, do we think that for example, a Coke Zero tastes different in the skinny?
I don't think they do taste different, but
beginning I was convinced they were, then I got over myself.
Well, I just tell you, we just got a WhatsApp in there from Adam saying Coke in the new shape cans tastes so much better.
Oh, well, I do like a Coke. This is the first time in ages I've gone to normal full fat Coke.
Can I throw another thing into the mix that's very hard to find these days? And I only spoke about it with my own mother at the weekend. The tiny little cans.
Oh, the baby cans. Can you not get them on airplanes? You can get them on airplanes.
Yeah, you can. But my mum said she only saw like a 24 pack of Diet Cokes of them recently for the first time in months.
Mm.
I feel like in my mind, there's less in the skinny cans than there is in the little chubs.
Even really?
I agree. They're the same amount.
No,
there's so much going on when you take a slug. But these
are much taller. It's much taller. The thing I found interesting is when you order a Chinese, now maybe it's just my local Chinese, but they give you the old small chunky can.
Yeah, because you look at the back of the cans and it was like imported from Netherlands.
Yeah, that's true. It's so weird.
Or it's like dated like tomorrow.
Yeah, but it's so weird not seeing the recycle me or return me on it. It's just like, I don't know what it says on it, but yeah, they're small
and
chunky.
It's an artifact.
No one has brought up the fact that like cars are designed to hold the chunks.
That's a good point. They're not designed to hold the small, skinny ones.
They're flying around.
And another thing.
Is everyone all right?
God, the whole conversation has made me realise we weren't ready. We weren't ready
to talk about it until now.
Yeah.
That's
weightlifting now. Thanks.
You're welcome.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
We got Christmas music on.
We do. Ooh. A lot of that happening on the show lately. And if you're not in the vibe, I apologise. But this isn't like us being like, woo, Christmas. Mm. It's more just like observing what's going on. And celebs are hopping on the Christmas bandwagon big time. And a lot of celebs have released Christmas merch this year, which I feel like isn't that common.
I don't think
sort of a new thing.
Okay, yeah. I didn't know about this.
So they've updated their merch stores with loads of Christmas bits. And this would have been amazing for me when I was like a teenager, because my mom used to just raid Beyonce.com for me every Christmas. So if there had been a Christmas element on top, oh, I would have been licking my lips. But that was then and this is now. And these different pieces of merch will set you back a pretty penny. We'll start with Mariah Carey, who kind of, in fairness, has earned the right to release Christmas merch.
Oh, yeah.
She's like the queen of Christmas.
But like, you're not going to buy like Easter merch from Mariah Carey,
exactly,
are you?
Exactly, yeah. Or even like daily merch.
Like in June, you should be able to go onto MariahCarey.com and be able to buy Christmas jingle
yeah,
bells.
Yeah, I agree.
The girl pays her mortgage from Christmas, so
from
do what you got to do, girl. Yeah,
yeah. Yeah. So she's come out with a range of snow globes and ornaments with a festive doormat that'll set you back 30 quid. But the oddest thing she's selling, and this is quite self-indulgent, but it is Mariah Carey we're talking about, it's a blow-up Mariah Carey dressed as Santa, and she's riding on a sleigh with a set of inflatable reindeer.
Okay. And how big is this?
It's quite big.
All right.
Yeah, and it'll cost you €130.
Ah, bargain.
Yeah.
Out in the front, put it in with the rest of the lights out in the front garden. Lovely.
Oh, Mary, I love your... Was that an inflatable Mariah Carey out in the front garden? Holly Willoughby has hopped on the Christmas bandwagon.
No, really? Are you okay?
It's not really merch.
It's just Christmas baubles to say, are you okay?
Are you okay this Christmas? She's selling her own scented candles, and they're modelled off an old scented candle for Christmas from 1985.
Cool.
And she's like, there's no better Christmas smell than the smell of Christmas in the 80s. Niche.
Very niche.
She's selling 1980s smelling Christmas candles.
Wait, I have it. Are you okay?
Oh,
beautiful.
Very nice, very nice. Lots of celebs are doing the Christmas jumper thing. Ed Sheeran,
I do like this. I like this, the Christmas jumper thing. I'd be on board with
like
that.
Themed by your favourite artist. Yeah.
Is there any Christmas jumper by a celebrity that you'd wear?
I'm trying to, like, I'd wear...
I think I'd wear like a cool like Chapel Roan one or something this year.
I'd wear a Stormzy one.
Of course.
I think I'd wear an Ed Sheeran one. I know that sounds silly, but like,
he's
just so wholesome, and I'd say it'd be really warm.
He's good at making jumpers.
Yeah.
He is really good at making jumpers.
We have hoodies that were sent to us by Ed Sheeran, and they're like,
it's one of my favourite hoodies.
You often see people wearing Ed Sheeran jumpers.
Good quality.
And his is the cheaper end of the celebrity Christmas jumper. £40 he's selling his for.
Oh my God.
Elton John, £55. Elton John's also selling Christmas tree decorations of a bust of himself.
Class.
Elton John has no business selling Christmas decorations of a bust of himself.
I like the thought of him making them himself.
Yeah, I know. It's
darling,
it was a
papier mache. Get the
peel
team in. Have an idea.
No, I need shoulders. It's a bust. have you ever seen the Christmas decorations they sell in Tiger for your tree?
Yeah.
Like very cheap, like porcelain with like glitter and stuff, but it's all sort of wonky, like the eye would be halfway down the face.
Yeah.
That's what it looks like, and it's over £70.
Oh, lovely.
Right. Dolly Parton has a Christmas hoodie, Happy Dolly Days. I think it's good.
Dolly Days is good.
Yeah, and Kim Kardashian has a very expensive Christmas jumper teamed up with Balmain. It's described as extremely rare with crystals and beads and all the rest. £1,300.
Oh my God.
That price is. And finally, you're wondering, but what the hell is Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop doing for Christmas?
I was waiting for this.
Yeah.
I don't want to know.
Gwyneth Paltrow famously has a very unusual brand of wellness products. And this year she's come out with a €27 Christmas tree decoration, which is a tin of caviar.
Okay.
Not actual caviar, but a beaded kind of image of a tin of caviar.
Oh, it's not real caviar?
No.
Okay, great.
No. It's a beaded Christmas decoration.
If you could release one thing for Christmas, Aisling Bonner branded, what are you going for? Oh, God.
A nut roast.
Very good.
With my face on it.
You literally knit. There was so much stuff right there.
Recharged.
It was a lovely, crisp, cold evening yesterday, and I've mentioned it several times before. I'm waiting for the beep, 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 beep,
beep, beep, beep, beep, beep, beep. No, I think that's done now.
Yeah, no,
it's been like 5 months. It's Dave's turn.
But also, I'm now in a relationship too, so I've no interest in doing that to anyone else.
Anyway, my boyfriend Jack is from the UK. Oh, Christ.
Just keep going.
And he stays in hotels in Dublin when he has work on here, and it's very handy, and I feel like I belong in town. I love being in town every day of the week. I love this week now in particular. I've had a good run at it.
Yeah.
Out and about every day. We've been walking distance to everything. My car, sometimes I can't remember where I left it. I'm like, is that my house? Is it my work car? I don't know. I just use my feet.
I'm in town.
I saw your story last night, you in the restaurant, and I was like, she's just living her best life.
I am Carrie Bradshaw and out at the moment. Loving life. Just out walking with all the walking commuters on the canal for the crack every day. Just get a bit of a buzz, you know. And yesterday we said we'd play the right-left-right game.
The right-left-right game.
Right-left-right game. Do you know the game?
No.
Game being, you walk out of wherever you are, and every second or third or however many people in the group decide if at the next junction you're turning left or right to go for a walk.
Okay.
Oh, fun.
So we turned left.
As opposed to just deciding where to walk.
No, because I thought it'd be more of an adventure.
Okay.
Well, that's fun for him as well, because he might know town as well.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at.
Fun for Emma too, because she doesn't know town either.
Yeah. I'm still learning. There's still some dots that need to be connected. And again, even though I've been here for like 5 or 6 years now, you're like, oh, that street connects here. That makes sense.
I guess.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
Sometimes you just hop out of a taxi and go into somewhere, and then you're like, oh, but that's right there.
Yeah.
Get me? Anyway, so we got a good walk in. It was absolutely bitterly cold. It was lovely, but we turned left first, walked way, 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 way up along the canal. We even checked into that lovely, restaurant on the boat.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
He said, well, we go over and check if they have a reservation for New Year's Eve.
For New Year's Eve?
I was like, sure, why not? We're here. They were like, we're not taking bookings for that yet. I was like, okay, cool.
That's so random.
I know, it was so random. We got all our jobs done. We walked all the way over around Merrion Square, down around by Trinity.
She's on maps at the moment.
I am. I'm actually trying to follow our route in terms of where we were. It was just like, where do you want to go now? And he was like, let's go right. Let's go left.
That's cute, man. I like that.
Let's go right.
That's a fun game.
Let's go left. And then we kind of ended up coming back up Camden Street and stuff. So it was a good like hour and 10 minute walk, up like 13,000 steps in full yesterday.
Very good.
We've decided we're going to do that every day. We'll see how long that lasts.
Every day forever.
Every day this week.
Yeah.
Getting out of the car, left, right, I don't know.
No, but it's a really fun way to just, I don't know, see somewhere new. So obviously if we do it today, we'll start by turning right.
Oh, and you know what wonders that will bring. I can't wait to hear where you went.
She managed to do the exact same route, just backwards.
We went by Trinity and then we went by Merrion Square and then we checked.
And then up by the canal.
Had a reservation for New Year's Eve.
No, but it's funny because the other way I was mentioning that even after 5 or 6 years back living in Dublin now, I'm still joining the dots. I was like, well, I mentioned this yesterday, probably knows, and I'll probably come across as annoying and over explaining everything. But we were walking around the back of Stephen's Green, so we'd know like the front of it by Grafton Street quite well. And I was like, you know, now that's the back of Stephen's Green. I'm kind of waiting for him to be like, yeah, I know. He was like, is it? I was like, yeah, it is. And he was like, that's actually a really good reference point. Thanks for telling me. And he was like, so right diagonally would be Grafton Street. And I was like, yeah.
Oh, when they start to connect the dots, you feel very proud.
I'm a local here. Like, you know?
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Hope you know I will carry you home.
I really like that. Alex Warren and Ella Henderson. It's called Carry You Home on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
No, he's a TikToker, which is mad. Alex Warren. Like, he was a comedy video maker.
No way.
And then he's just turned into a singer.
How fun to be able to be famous on TikTok for being a comedian and then go, oh, I can actually sing really well too if you're interested, love.
Bizarre, isn't it?
It's like Garen Noon as well.
He was in like the Hype House and stuff like that.
Was he?
Yeah.
All this week on the show, so bear this in mind, today, obviously it's Wednesday, we've another couple of days for you to win a 6 month roaming FlyFit membership. We're giving them away every day on the show this week, celebrating Black Friday. No joining fee across any FlyFit gym.
That's amazing as well, because like when I joined my, it was like, give us 100 quid. You're like, why? I haven't done anything.
Yeah,
yet.
I
know.
So annoying. What? Just so you can like input my email address.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like, I'm doing that every month.
Yeah. I know.
It's so annoying. But FlyFit have free classes, no contract, excellent personal trainers, and the highest spec equipment. And as you just heard, no joining fee across all their gyms for Black Friday.
Yes, and to celebrate, we've been going into the gym every morning, pumping our gums. That's a phrase. And we're doing some workouts. However, one of them has been fake every morning, and you've been trying to guess which is the fake workout.
Laura thinks she knows. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Where are you heading for this morning?
Yeah.
Where are you?
I'm on my way to work at the moment.
What do you do, Laura?
I work in a hospital as admin staff.
Very good on you. Nice.
Very good.
A clerical worker. Is that what that is?
Clerical, yeah.
Ooh, very good.
Well, we understand that word, Laura. You could have said that.
Yeah, don't worry. We're not that tick.
Do you have any time off for Christmas coming up, Laura?
No, not until after Christmas, unfortunately.
Oh, no. Do you have to work Christmas Day?
No, I don't have to work Christmas Day, thank God.
But somebody
I'm working
does.
Up until Christmas Eve.
Okay.
Fair play to you.
God, you're like Santa.
This is the Welcome you to our FlyFit gym here this morning, Laura. Your job is to identify which exercise is totally made up. I'm busy out here now doing my butterfly kicks. Oh, yeah. God, my core.
She looks great, and what she's doing, her butterfly kicks. The form is excellent there,
thanks.
Emma. I'm just doing my lunges here. One. 2,000.
It's important not to neglect any area of the body, and that's why I'm doing my pinky pen lifts over here. I have a very weighty pen.
Pinky pen lifts. You got your lunges, you got your butterfly kicks. Laura, one of those exercises is fake. What one do you think it is?
I think it could be the pinky pen lifts.
The pinky pen.
As a clerical worker, you're not working out your pinky.
Laura, congratulations. You're absolutely correct. You have just won a 6-month roaming FlyFit membership. Congratulations.
Oh, great. Thanks so much.
You're
lovely,
so welcome.
Stuff. Have a great day, Laura.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye. Bye-bye. Another chance to win with FlyFit tomorrow morning, the show, but instead, mixing it up this week, we'll give you a chance to win before 9:30.
Nice one.
Guys, I think I'm going to be able to vote twice in the election.
Oh, you can't. God.
No, guys, I think I am.
Oh, no.
So I changed my address to Dublin this time, but my mom told me that all my polling cards and all my election leaflets are still coming to the house.
Oh, yeah, you can, technically.
So I actually have a polling card for Kildare, and I just got a confirmation that my address has been changed to Dublin.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the conspiracy theorists listening to this?
Who will I vote for twice?
Aisling.
I'm not going to do it, guys. Obviously, I'm not going to do this. I'm not going to travel to two places. It definitely won't work. It's a big fat joke.
Trump is listening going, I knew it. I knew it.
The electoral commissioner gone
ballistic. I'd say there's a lot of panic right now from what you just said.
No, I'm obviously not going to do this, guys. Because you can't do it.
How on a scale from 1 to 10, how much do you regret saying this?
I don't, because I think it's very funny.
Dublin travel with Just Eat. No time for breakfast? Get yourself sorted on Just Eat.
And producer Callum is sweating.
She's freaking.
Hey, well, listen, last month we might be in the same position. I suppose the responsible thing to say is don't vote twice.
Of course, and Spin 103.8 says don't vote twice.
It's coming up on 8. Bella, what's the story?
Hiya, there's a delay on the end.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Bully Charge, Emma, Dave and Ashley!
Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo!
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Hello.
Good morning and happy Wednesday.
Big stretch.
It's cold out there, lads.
God, it is. I'm creaky.
It's time to get an old scarf out, I think. My friend was up over the weekend from Limerick visiting us, and she was showing us something on her phone in her WhatsApp group, and I noticed the background of the particular chat she was in was quite unique to our girls' group. We were all in it. What's the story there now? How did you do that? What's going on there? Are we the background for all of your WhatsApp conversations?
Was it like a picture of you guys as the background?
Yeah. And she said, no. You can set different pictures behind every individual chat that you have with anyone.
What?
Right.
You knew this, Dave, obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, of course. Aisling, you definitely didn't know this.
Not a clue. All my backgrounds are like the stupid little WhatsApp background.
This is the most millennial thing ever. I've been so busy. What do you mean by this? She was like, if I have a chat with Aisling, I can change the photo to something that's just stuff. If I have a chat with Dave, it can be a photo of us together. I am up to my eyeballs. Going through WhatsApp, select more photos to be allowed to be used, please. Going back, you know the way on your gallery, you can click on different faces, photos you're in together. Then I showed Emer the one I chose. She's my housemate for us and her, me and her. And she's like, oh, that's a terrible one. Go again. I'm working my way through the family ones.
Do you remember back in the day where you used to be able to change the ringtone for a specific person?
Yes.
That was ringing? So it was like, I remember my mom would ring, it would be like, mom's ringing. Oh my God, mom's ringing.
Oh, that's funny.
No, guys, actually, this is going to change your world, but it will consume a lot of your time.
Oh, dear.
Because I'm at the point now where I'm getting through a lot of people, but then there's people left out. And if someone texts me and I click into the message and their background hasn't been changed, I'm like, ah!
Oh, wait, is the background
for you?
Like a blown up selfie of the two of you or whatever?
No, like, say this is me and Jack. That's just a picture of Jack, my boyfriend, behind. I'll show you the one of myself and Emer.
Oh, his face is covered in messages.
Yeah, but you can kind of see, like, there's the gap, there's me and Emer.
Was it really worth it?
How often are you scrolling like that?
No, I just like, Emer, why are you pooing on this millennial joy of mine?
I know, I do kind of like it, but I think I'd prefer, like, if they had set ones. So over on Facebook Messenger, guys. apologise if anybody still uses that.
I don't.
My chat with my mum and my brother is on that. And my mum changed the background recently to a kind of a preset picture of a cat. I thought that was pretty cool.
Just so you know, you can preset your WhatsApp conversations to whatever photo you want. So just go to your settings and go to chat and go to chat wallpaper. Choose a new wallpaper and you can go from light dark to a solid colour. Or you can choose your own photo.
Is your background like the standard WhatsApp one?
Welcome to 2014, lads. My God.
That is fun. I give it to you, Emma. You're a tech wizard.
This is an exciting week on the show. It's an exciting time of year. Your calendars are probably full and realistically, like it or lump it, Christmas is coming and we announced big news on Monday. Finally, we're going to stop gatekeeping the girly quiz and we're going to give you access to it at home. We're bringing the girly quiz to your home this Christmas via a board game.
Yeah, so you can feel just as thick as I do every single week. So it's going to feature some of the best girly quiz questions from years gone by for you to battle it out with your family at home so you can become a girly quiz champion. But we're also looking to add a few extra elements. That's what we did yesterday.
Yeah, so we have a board. It's going to be a literal board game. You roll a dice, you move around. There's kind of like squares where you get a girly quiz question that you have to answer. There's also squares where you have to go back. Backwards.
Oh yeah,
that's a real unique feature.
Crazy.
And then
Brainiacs another, in here.
And then another truly inspired element is a truth or dare space.
Yeah,
where you have to.
I've never heard of that.
Yeah, so
before.
What's truth or dare?
So basically, like, okay, right. So picture like a board, and like picture like you land on the truth or dare space, right? So picture then like little deck of cards, picture like a little deck of cards, and then like picture like you pick up a card, and then picture on the card like it has like. Like things that you have to do.
Okay.
And they be called the dares.
Right.
And then it has like questions that you have to answer.
And if you don't do that.
And they be called the truths.
And if you don't do them, you have to move back a space.
Something like that.
Something crazy like that.
But yesterday on the show, we asked you to inspire us and send us in some funny and things that would make the game even more crack
juicy
when you're playing.
Juicy and spicy.
Your truth or dare examples. Here's just a couple that came in.
If you were to date or marry a friend's partner, who would it be and why? Oh.
What's the strangest thing you've done to get someone to fancy you or notice you?
Okay, they were a lot of truths, but in total, and we said yesterday on the show that the board game was going off to print to production yesterday evening. It's gone, it's over.
Yeah.
So 60 of your truths and 60 of your dares that you sent in yesterday are gone.
Okay.
And they've gone in. So 120 in total of your suggestions are gone through. But we decided, look, let's just bring this to life a little bit with the truth or dares we came in. We saw a few of them on yesterday's show. Producer Callum kind of gatekeeped them and sent them off. So we're going to have a look into a hat here now that Callum's going to produce and pull out some of your truth or dares and try them out in the show as if we're playing the game. All right. I'm going to roll the dice here now. Right.
Oh, you've landed on a truth or dare square, Anna. Oh.
No way. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Okay, I've landed on this one. Someone yesterday. Okay, cool.
Is it a dare? Is it a truth?
It's a dare.
Okay, what is it?
And it's this will be so fun over Christmas. I'm just imagining people playing at home. Dare, do an impression of a woman giving birth.
Oh, wow.
Whoever sent that in is a genius. Okay. Can I get in the ground for this?
Of course.
I can't imagine.
Just once we can all hear you.
Yeah.
She's down on the ground. Oh, that was quite good, to be fair.
Give us a bit of... If you've just turned on, welcome to Emma, Dave and Ashton. Emma's just given birth in the studio.
Very good.
Can't walk. All right, Dave, roll your dice.
Roll my dice there. Oh, I've got it landed on a truth or dare square.
No way, did it?
Crazy, guys. Absolutely crazy. I've got a dare and I don't like this at all. It says... it's actually stuck together, so I can't remember
what it says. That won't happen in the board game.
No,
don't worry, guys.
Professional cards. Wear someone else's shoes for the rest of the game.
Who do you want? I've got a pair of Converse on.
What have you got, Em?
I got Speziales.
Yeah, what have you got, Cam?
Juicy Cam has Reeboks. Or Adidas.
Right, give me yours, Em.
All right, Speziales. There we go. What are you wearing? You got your...
I got the Air Force ones. There you go.
What size are you there?
I'm an 8.
All right.
What are you?
I'm a 5.
Okay, is this going to be a real tight squeeze?
Squeeze in the toes.
I'd say her shoes are real warm. Ew.
Ew, actually, Sarah Dave's. Oh, wow. Look, I'm like a duck.
All right, guys, I need to roll the dice.
Right, roll your dice
there,
Ash.
Oh, I'm after landing on the truth or dare space.
Oh, no, shocker.
You're joking.
I've got a truth. If you had to marry a colleague, who would it be?
Oh.
Somebody here in... maybe the wider radio stations or Spin?
No, in the room, I'd say.
Or Spin.
I'd say in Spin in general. I think I'd marry Matthew Matthews.
Yeah, would I'd you? Agree with you.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Why?
Ah, he'd be lovely, wouldn't he? He'd treat me well. I think he'd treat me nice. Mm. Matthew Matthews.
You'd never get a minute's peace.
And then I'd get to be Aisling Matthew Matthews.
Okay, I'm going to roll the dice again. Thanks very much. All right, cool. There we go.
Did you land on a truth or dare square?
Would you believe I did?
Did you?
It's hard. I know it's hard to get your head around, but I have again. I have a truth.
Oh, go on.
Who's your favourite person in the room?
Oh,
God, whoever wrote these are being real spicy.
Who's your favourite person? Imagine seeing that at family and like your mum or dad gets that card. All right, Emma
who replied to your Instagram story last night?
My heart is racing. Just so I don't cause problems, I'm going to say Callum.
All right,
Dave, roll your dice.
Option.
All right, go on. Roll my dice. Here we go. We've got one more in it, and it's a truth. And the truth says, what's the strangest thing you've done to get someone to fancy you?
Oh.
Oh my God. What's the strangest thing I've done to get someone to fancy me? What are weird things that people do to get someone to fancy
me? Lie.
Flick your hair.
Yeah. I do remember getting a new, I remember as a kid getting new rollerblades and doing like trying to do a jump on them to impress a girl that I liked, and it did not work.
I can imagine.
That's a pretty good one.
I turned emo for a girl.
Did you?
Yeah, do you remember my emo phase?
Yeah, of course.
Well, not during, like obviously you don't remember because we didn't know each other, but it was back when I was like 14, and the girl that I liked was emo, so I turned emo as well and I got her. So it worked.
Congratulations.
That's great, Dave.
All right, roll the dice here now. Oh, I'm after landing on a truth or dare.
There's no way.
Okay, dare. Leave the room and tell the first person you see that you think they're sound and smile at them.
Quickly, go out there. Mark's on traffic this morning. Okay, go on. Off she goes. Oh, say it as loud as you can so we can hear from in here.
Mark, your sound.
You can just hear Mark in the background.
I don't know if you heard
thank
him
there. You.
He just said, thank you.
Thank you, Ash. We have got a message in from Susanna who said, when will the game be available to buy? And we can tell you, we will give you all the info on that on tomorrow's show.
Amazing.
Very exciting. I think the truth and dare element's going to make this extra spicy.
I do like that element.
Can I have my shoes back?
Yeah, please. Give me the first ones back.
Sorry, Mark.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
This is the last time we're going to talk about it. Beep, 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 beep. But I was in New York last week, right? And I saw a limo go by. And I thought, that'd be nice. That'd be a nice world to live in. But then the limo stopped at a traffic light. And I thought, no matter how rich you are, things still suck sometimes.
That's so fair.
Even your limo has to stop.
Even your limo has to stop for traffic lights and for people to go by and things like that. And I thought about it more. And I was like, even like billionaires, despite their wealth, they can only enjoy the same version of certain things, like certain everyday items, as the rest of us. Money can only get you so far.
I get you.
Do you know what I mean? So I've come up with a list of things that basically make us and billionaires the exact same.
Oh, good.
Go on.
So it's kind of to make you feel a little bit better, right? So for example, an iPhone 16 is the latest iPhone you can get, right? That is also the latest iPhone that a billionaire can get. So no matter what, you can't get a better upgrade iPhone than that.
It is funny to see huge celebrities online with their iPhones.
Yeah, you're like, I have that exact
phone.
You know
exactly. Yeah, I have that phone.
That's actually such a good point.
That's the kind of vibe. Instagram is the same for everyone. They can't have a better Instagram than you unless they buy it. But they, you know what I mean? Like, it's just in general, in terms of the app, you can they can still like and they can still
they're
get
still see
comments and things
and
like that. Mm. Heinz ketchup. That's the best ketchup.
Yeah, it's so fair.
They can't get better ketchup than that.
Yeah, that's true.
Do you know what I mean? Unless they pay like millions and it's going to be like tomatoes made from...
Well, like, is it better than Heinz?
Is it better? Probably not. Toilet paper. Billionaires wipe the exact same 3-ply as us.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Or do you think they have 4-ply?
They have 4-ply, Dave. I think you're a little bit naive there.
Well, just take some and roll it up.
Yeah, there you go. True. Double up your 3-ply.
Whether you're Jeff Bezos or Jeff from down the road, it's still an espresso pod.
An espresso pod will always just be an espresso pod. You're so right.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's still the best you can get. Mm. Electric toothbrushes and toothpaste. You think they probably have these fancy things? They probably just have an electric toothbrush like the rest of us. Mm. And you can't get better than, I don't know, the Colgates or the Sensodynes or the whatever. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? You're just going to get a branded thing.
I'll go a step further than that. I did the electric toothbrush and I've moved back to manual.
Really?
Not my thing.
There you go.
I like a bit of handwork.
Now, billionaires, they might have very fancy lamps. But you can't get a fancy light bulb.
No, you bloody can't.
They're getting Philips light bulbs from Tesco just like us.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They mightn't be getting the energy savers. but they are getting, we can afford.
I was thinking, I bet you billionaires also only have Duracell batteries.
Yes, because that's top tier.
Can't get a better battery. They probably don't have to change it, but
Yeah.
They have them. Avocados, money doesn't make them ripen any faster.
That's a good point.
That's so true.
And a billionaire can always have a bad avocado.
Exactly.
Someday.
And then lastly, the headache that a billionaire gets is the exact same as the headache we get. Mm. And you can only buy one certain brand of Panadol, and that's Panadol.
Same with period pains.
There you go. Yeah. A billionaire gets period as well. Mm. I don't think Jeff Bezos does, but...
No, I understand.
There you go.
Rihanna.
So do you feel better about being poor?
You do.
Yeah.
Great. I'm not gonna, like, let's not make a list tomorrow of all the things that they can get that we can't. Let's leave it there.
Okay, yeah.
Like, yeah,
I'll shut up
good.
now that I'm ahead.
Yeah, so that's nice.
That's very relaxing. That's nice thought going into your Wednesday.
Yeah, there you go.
There's only one Diet Pepsi.
I'm telling you, I was in New York last week and I saw a limo. I was in New York. I promise this is the last time I talk about it, although I did say that 5 minutes ago. But I saw a limo go by and it stopped at a traffic light. And I thought, that's funny, because no matter how rich you are, you still have to stop for traffic lights, even if you're in a limo. And I think that's, what's the point in getting a limo then?
I think that's beautiful.
It's actually really nice, yeah. That's very metaphoric and poetic.
But you love limos, is what you're saying as well.
I do love a limo.
Have you ever been in one?
I've been one for my Debs, yeah.
Oh, go on.
I ordered one and...
The Debs turned us all into kings and queens.
Didn't it though?
On all this, Charlene was in touch.
Dave, the next time you're in New York, get a limo. We went for our honeymoon, well, we're our 6-year-old, so it was so much fun. But my husband booked us a limo and I didn't know. And he, when I tell you, our son thought he was a king. It was the coolest thing. And he's 12 now and he's still thinks that was the coolest thing ever.
That's really cute.
God.
But your son was 6, Dave's like 29.
I'd still be the exact same. I'd be like, look, the Empire State Building, and I can stand up in this car, and it's so long, and it's really hard to take a corner, and I what do you mean I still have to stop for traffic lights?
This is a no judgment zone, yeah?
Since when?
Since always, Dave.
I've never agreed to that.
Not just in this room, but for you out there as well. We want to ask you this morning, 087 711 103, when was your worst timed hickey?
Oh, yeah. Now, in fairness, I wouldn't judge you if you're listening.
As in you listening, but yeah. You judge me.
I judge the two of you.
Cool, yeah, grand.
Yeah, well, that's just prerequisite. We will keep you anonymous if you want to, okay? So you are going out on a limb telling us this private information, perhaps. So we can keep you anonymous. 087 711 1038.
The reason I bring this up, and it's taken me a while to go, will I bring this to the show? Will I not bring this to the show? Anyway, I had a big family gathering a few weeks back, and this has been something that was talked about for months, that we're all going to get together in advance of Christmas, because we can't all be together on Christmas Day. So there was a big gang of us getting together, and, you know, on Christmas Day, sometimes you chill out in your pyjamas, other times you kind of somewhat dress up a little bit for the occasion.
Yeah.
And because it wasn't actually Christmas Day and it wasn't in my own house, I was like, I'm going to wear a lovely little outfit now. Had it all planned down to a T, had a little hairband to pull the hair back off my shoulders, had a little vibe going on in my mind. And the
very
idea was that morning, you might remember on the show, I was due to get the train to Waterford that morning. And I got up in the morning really early. Boyfriend Jack still asleep inside in bed. And I got into the shower, got out of the shower, saw myself in the mirror and went, are you the 17-year-old?
Oh no.
What are you after doing to my neck?
Absolute heathen.
Big, dirty, rotten hickey on my neck. I actually was like, am I doing my leaving cert again? I can't remember the last time I was sweating over a hickey. I forgot the process. I was staring at the toothpaste going, is that a thing, or did I make that up when I was 17? Do you put toothpaste on this? What do I do with
toothpaste?
This? I'm literally being greeted off the train and heading straight to my 90-year-old grandmother. Sorry, Granny, I know you're probably listening this morning. And I was actually like, first of all, really annoyed. And second of all, I must bruise like a tomato because I don't even... Anyway.
Can we get some more descriptive information on this hickey? Where on the neck was it?
No,
and what
actually.
Size?
I'd say only a few inches, but it was quite like... It was quite low down. Like, it was quite obvious kind of...
Right.
I would say like over the collarbone up a bit, but that low.
Oh.
Yeah.
And would you say maybe the size of a €2 coin? Smaller?
Say slightly longer.
Longer?
Yeah. Longer.
Longer, yeah.
It's like one of those €2 coins that's been flattened when you're at the Guinness Museum or something.
Yeah. So there I was. Makeup.
Well done, Jack.
Hard to do.
An interesting shoot.
I did ask for permission.
You must be a professional.
Oh, Christ. So, yeah, got the makeup out and got it covered, quite literally, the whole situation covered. But all day I was so paranoid. I was in and out of the bathroom like God knows what, just checking on it. Think I got away with it. No one said anything and I didn't look blatantly obvious.
Yeah.
But I just thought, of all days, I wouldn't care coming into you guys if it was happening or whatever. But, like, I had an outfit. There was no getting around the outfit, really, because I was
packed and I was
going. I was going straight in the train the next morning. That's all I had with me. And I was with my entire family from 90 years old to a year old and everything in between. So with that in mind, I've told you now, we'd love to know, when was your worst timed hickey? As Ash said, we're happy to keep you totally anonymous on this if you want. 087 711 1038.
See, you know, as a guy, there is no bad timed hickeys.
What do you mean by that now?
No one cares. When you're a guy, it's like...
It's a badge of honour.
As I said, I've said it before, I'll say it again. When you are in school and you get a hickey, you're walking around like a giraffe. Like, oh, I'll just look over here to the left.
It's really hot in here today.
It's really hot. And someone goes, is that a hickey? And you go, no. Oh, yeah, it might be actually, yeah. Yeah, might be, yeah. But in terms of, like, I think I did have a... Yeah, I did have a hickey for a funeral before.
Oh, Christ.
So that wasn't great. That wasn't a brilliant thing, but it was great. It was great because it was a hickey. It was a funeral, so no one's gonna. It was a hickey.
It was great because it was a hickey.
It was my auntie's hickey. I mean, funeral. but it was great because it was a funeral. No one's really paying attention to me.
Oh, they are.
Ah, they're not. They're
You're
paying attention.
You're looking at cues at everyone.
Yeah.
They love a bit of gossip at a funeral.
How disrespectful. Tougher for guys as well, it must be said, because you don't really have the same amount of makeup on.
Yeah.
At your disposal to cover it up.
That's
and
true.
At a funeral, I presume you had a shirt on as well.
Yes.
With a collar, so you couldn't wear like a big high neck thing. All right, let us know. When was your worst timed hickey? Get in touch on 087 711 1038. Your voice notes, please. And of course, be anonymous if you want to be as well. Just a bit of crack, you know.
Spins fully charged.
Recharged.
We're all reminiscing on hickeys on this morning's show, and I genuinely believed that they were a thing of the past, a thing of my teenage years. But no, I was cursed with a hickey in recent weeks, right before a big family get together. And I just was like, for crying out loud, what age am I? We're asking this morning, 087 711 1038. When was your worst timed hickey? We said you can be anonymous if you'd like to be. Mark's proud as punch, though. He is a lad after all.
When I was younger, in my teens, I gave girl a big whopper hickey all up and down her neck and shoulders. Where we were out that night, I went into work the next day to see her, and I was there talking to her, having a good time and all that sort of stuff. And I didn't know at the time, but her mother was standing right next to me, ready to be waiting to be served. And I was mortified. I did not know where to look or run or do anything. I was scarlet is not the word. I literally just put my head down and ran.
Oh,
see,
my
so funny.
God.
As a teenager, you kind of make it your mission. Cover as much area as possible. Yeah. It's like, that's just disgusting.
Why are you wearing a scarf? It's July.
Poor woman was destroyed.
This person would like to remain anonymous.
I was 16 at my sister's wedding.
Oh.
We ended up sleeping in missing breakfast. My girlfriend at the time went down with my whole family, so like 80 people. She was wearing a normal t-shirt with about 15 hickeys on her neck. When I went downstairs, I very quickly found out when my cousin shouting across the tables, "So you don't have any hikies, do you? Man or woman, you are going red in the face."
Oh my God. Hi,
who the hell says you are going red in the face in this day and age? That is awful. Oh my God, that's awful. Sarah was on, she said, "I gave my now husband a huge hickey the night before a holiday, kind of on purpose because he was going away with his friends."
Brilliant.
That is genius,
that's
to be
clever.
Fair.
And this person would like to remain anonymous too.
When I was born, my dad turned up to the hospital with a hickey. And it was not from my mom.
No!
They didn't last long after that. All good now, though. We're well over it. And they both went on to remarry. And I have lots of lovely half-siblings.
Oh, my God. It sounds so weird in an AI voice, doesn't it?
When she was born...
the dad came
dad
in.
Shows up to meet the newborn
dirty
baby.
With a
hickey from another woman.
Dirty dog.
Let's just actually just take this in.
When I was born, my dad turned up to the hospital with a hickey. And it was not from my mom. They didn't last long after that.
Oh,
all good
God.
Now, though. We're well over it. And they both went on to remarry. And I have lots of lovely half-siblings.
I'd say you have loads of half-siblings.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
3, 2, 1.
Good morning. It is a cold and frosty bright. I walked up to the canteen there to make a cup of tea. I actually felt like a vampire.
Why do you say vampire?
Because it's fun. And when you walk in, it's just so bright. My eyes took ages to adjust.
Oh, really?
It's so bright out there. It's gorgeous. Yeah, it's stunning.
Lads, I'm seeing Wicked today.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
No.
I know.
I'm not going until Sunday.
It's not fair. I have to go see it before Aisling does. And I mean I have to go see it.
What do you mean you have to go? Because you're invited to a premiere.
I was invited to a premiere, my girlfriend is a massive fan of like musicals and especially Wicked.
She should be going out with me.
Yeah, she should. And so
you're with the wrong one.
She was like, Pippa, I hope you're excited for the karaoke session in the cinema later. And I was like, what? No, she's like, you're going to really regret bringing me.
I'm wearing pink
so
or green?
Worried. I said, haha, I'll see you there in a pink suit. I don't own a pink suit, so I have a green hoodie.
Yeah, no, you have to wear one or the other.
You have to.
I don't own any pink.
No, wear green then. You're Elphaba.
Will
she
I wear
Glinda?
Yeah, okay.
Tell her she has to wear pink. Oh, these are going to be so cute. Oh, I'm so jealous.
I kind of wish I had like a nice green jacket or something.
Are you booked in, Ash?
No, I'm not booked, but I am going on Sunday with my friend Sunday.
You better book one.
I know. I was actually thinking that. I'm trying to like be calculated as to like which will be the most like fan forward screening. With like the potential for a bit of karaoke.
Oh, you want the karaoke?
I kind of do, yeah.
Yeah, see, I'm worried that that's going to happen and I'm just going to be in the sitting room, in the cinema going, I don't know what's going on. I don't know any of the songs. I know Gravity.
Defying Gravity.
But I don't know the name.
You know Popular. Popular.
You're going to be popular. I do like that one.
I think at the premiere, there'll be a bit of decorum now. It'll be all right. Yeah,
until I bring Pippa in.
Yeah.
Defying Gravity. Yeah.
At the weekend, I went home to my parents. It was very nice. And we had a wild Saturday night in watching telly. And my dad is mad into tuning in all channels from all over the world. So we were watching some American channels. And that means we were getting the pleasure of watching American ads.
Have you just outed your father for having a dodgy box?
No, he doesn't have a dodgy box. He actually like subscribes to like random American TV things.
Right, okay.
Yeah, and somehow goes, I'm a look, it's neither here nor there. He doesn't have a dodgy box though. And so we get to watch some American TV ads, which is always fun. And my ears pricked up when I heard the beginning of this ad.
Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name.
In this uncertain world, our faith never wavers, for we rejoice in the word of the Lord.
Oh.
And I said, voice. What the hell is this ad for? And then the ad answered my question.
Experience God's word every hour on the hour with the prayer clock. The incredible new clock that speaks.
No way.
You're joking.
In 2024. In America.
In America. The prayer clock. But what does the prayer clock do, I hear you ask? I'm going to let the ad speak for itself.
The prayer clock recites 12 of the most inspiring passages from the New Testament through crystal clear, high-definition audio. Proudly display your faith with prayer clock's magnificent 10-inch dial depicting Jesus in contemplative reflection. In large hour numbers, you can read easily from across the room.
Oh, my God.
With large hour numbers, you can read easily from...
That's ridiculous. Like, you know when you... You know when you haven't hit the word count? With large, big numbers, so you can read the clock from across the room.
I was like, will this translate to radio because you won't be able to see it? And then I was like, it's basically an audio description
of a clock.
Yeah, and what a clock does. So essentially, every hour on the hour, this clock chimes, and instead of a chime, a verse from the Bible is read, and they keep talking in the ad about how the Bible verses are read by Academy, Emmy, Grammy and Tony Award winner James Earl Jones.
Yes, I thought I recognised the voice.
AKA the voice of Darth Vader coming out of your clock. So every time you reach the start of a new hour, you hear something like this.
Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord.
Oh, I'm really frightened.
Like, is that...
coming from the wall.
All I'm thinking of is like...
making a cup of tea.
Like, what if it's 2 a.m.? Is James Earl Jones just downstairs still praying?
I think so. Praying away on the hour, every hour.
Like, yeah. Imagine you were a guest in that house. Like, I think there's someone downstairs. No, don't worry, there's James Earl Jones.
Yeah. No, I encourage you to go onto YouTube at some stage today and type in the prayer clock because the ad is 2 full minutes long. It's absolutely gold. There's testimonials from people being like, the prayer clock helps me remember my faith.
Oh, crap. Yeah, I believe in God.
There's James.
It's 2 o'clock. Brilliant. I love this idea though, and I kind of think clocks could be doing more.
In fairness, they could.
I like this idea of the novelty clock, so I'd like us to come up with some proposals for kind of talking clocks or clocks that do something fun every hour on the hour.
I like this.
I have come up with two. I'll give you my first one, and I'm going to give you guys a few minutes to come up with some quick fast.
Right, okay.
I bring you the Jedward clock.
I'm John.
I'm Edward.
Let's get, we are Jedward.
Lovely.
That's it.
Every hour on the hour.
Hey Jedward, if you're listening, get on it, boys.
Yeah.
Okay, hours to come then, yeah?
Yes.
Make clocks more fun. Yeah. In 2024.
I like it.
Bring back the novelty clock.
Morning.
We're talking about clocks
this
morning on the show. Because I told you there that I was at home at the weekend and we had this American TV channel on, and this amazing ad came on for a thing called the prayer clock. And if you don't know what the prayer clock is, well, this will tell you all you need to know.
The prayer clock recites 12 of the most inspiring passages from the New Testament through crystal clear, high-definition audio. Proudly display your faith with prayer clock's magnificent 10-inch dial depicting Jesus in contemplative reflection and large hour numbers you can read easily from across the room.
Oh, God, people.
I've just, if you pardon the pun, clocked this. At the start of the advert, it says it has 12 passages.
Yeah, so it's the same one. It's the same one every day.
12 hours.
Every 12 hours.
There's 24 hours in a day.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So lazy, only coming up with 12.
You'd lose your mind after 3 days.
The Bible's bloody massive. Like, you easily could have found 12.
Put it on shuffle. Like, what are you doing? The same 12. For God's sake.
So basically, every hour on the hour, it chimes with the actor James Earl Jones reading a passage from the Bible. So we want to bring back novelty clocks.
Yes.
And we've come up with some clocks that we love to see made. Something fun to chime when it hits the top of the hour. This needs a little bit of a recap. So my second novelty clock that I want to bring is inspired by a time when our David Hammond went on local radio in Waterford.
No! You cannot bring this back all of a sudden.
And spoke like a political correspondent.
I'm going to leave the room.
Every hour on the hour, this...
I wonder.
Dave was asked to go on local radio in Waterford to talk about him giving up vaping. Sorry, I was trying to think. Is there
vaporizing
a way to say it? And he just...
Yeah, I was trying to give up the smokerizing. So I went to the vaporizer.
And the journalist was like, you know, do you think, David, this would really inspire other people to take the same path as you? And he said...
I wonder.
I'm gonna die.
I would pay millions.
Very quickly, have come up with two clocks. One I think would be very relaxing and is quite fitting because it's a song called Clocks. Just as you're approaching Ding Dong.
Nice.
This is the bridge where they go home.
You'd get very sick of that song very quickly.
I think it'd be a nice little intro. I think that little team bit wouldn't drive me too crazy.
It is sort of like, we're getting there.
If that's fine if it's New Year's Eve, but if it's 3 p.m. on a Tuesday, you know what I mean? You're not old. Like, oh my God, I'm so excited for it to be an hour.
I think I'd have that one in my sitting room, but this clock in my kitchen.
You know, it's like a cold pigeon in New York City.
And then it's the new hour.
Topical.
Topical?
Yeah, no, not really. Just I haven't heard Cardi B say that in a while.
I like that one. Go on, Dave.
Mine is not topical. But mine is, you're coming to the end of the hour, every single hour, and in the last 30 seconds, maybe you have to get a task done. So I bring you the countdown clock. For the last 30 seconds of
Run.
Every hour.
Have you got the full 30 seconds in this clip?
Yep.
Cool.
So think about it. It's probably about 15 seconds to
watch
the clock.
No, still 18.
Still a bit to go now. Okay.
Yeah. So you're just like washing a cup or something. You're trying to get it done on time. Yeah.
But you'd really want to hurry up that cup.
Yeah.
You really want to clean that?
In about 20 seconds, it's going to get close.
It's actually five now.
Coming close now. It's 3 p.m.
That's very good.
I actually, you know what I mean?
I think some people would actually get that.
And I think it could build volume-wise, right?
Yeah.
So that's the countdown clock. I also bring you the existential clock. Okay, this clock is a little bit creepy.
Okay.
And I think it's kind of for... It's to put off your guests. Mm. So on the hour, every hour, you'll hear a... Everyone knows.
Get people out of your house. Like.
You know what I mean? Or... You've forgotten something important. Or... Your partner's been acting a bit weird lately, have you noticed?
That's a good one.
Just to creep them out.
Will you do it? Will you do it?
I will. I wonder, yeah.
Dave, do you really think giving up the vapes will inspire other young people to do the same?
I wonder, yeah. I'm going to die. I hate that. It spins fully
charged, recharged. Prize is coming out the yin yang. You know Christmas is coming because Woucher Ireland is now live and we're celebrating this week on the show. They've given us tons of prizes to give away to you.
Yeah, maybe you're looking to save an amazing spa day, afternoon tea or a meal out. Woucher.ie has got you covered.
And with Christmas coming, Woucher has a great range of products. They don't just have experiences. They've also got kids' toys, home essentials, jewellery, fashion, Christmas decorations, the whole lot. And we've amazing prizes to give away this week and next.
We have both Danielle and Jodie standing by to play our little game this morning. We'll talk to you first. Danielle, how are you?
I'm just getting ready to leave for college.
Oh, very nice. What are you studying, Danielle?
Psychology.
Oh, okay. We better be careful what we say.
Danielle, what do you think is the main thing wrong with Dave? If you just pick just one.
She charges for this.
Not yet. In college.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, then in that case, Danielle, please give us a full rundown of what's wrong with me.
I wouldn't actually be in a position to say if anything is wrong with anyone yet.
Yes.
Like, come back to me next year when I get my degree.
Yeah, we'll do. Okay. I promise you.
We have your number.
Next year, I'll still be mad. Perfect. Danielle, where are you studying that?
NCI in town.
Very nice. All right, deadly, Danielle.
Jodie's saying bye. How are you this morning, gal?
Hi, Jodie.
Hiya, how are you?
Jodie, I only know one other Jodie and she's my personal trainer. Are you my personal trainer?
I wish. No, unfortunately not.
I would imagine she's saying that because she wishes she was a personal trainer.
A personal trainer.
Jodie, what do you do?
I'm just a stay-at-home mom.
Oh, you're not a just anything.
No, just
Your name is Jodie and you are a stay-at-home mother.
Yeah, and it sounds like chaos already this morning.
I'm twins, so I suppose that's a job in itself.
That's a job and a half. That's two jobs.
What are the twins called?
Aria and Harper.
Oh, they're lovely names.
Gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. They're beautiful names.
Is it a long day, Jodie?
Yeah, they're nuts.
You wouldn't have them any other way. All right, Danielle and Jodie, you are up against each other to win this voucher with this experience with voucher. It could be absolutely anything. We don't know what the prize is yet, and all you got to do is find Santa behind one of the 10 doors. So we're going to go over to you, Danielle, on line one. First, Danielle, you got to pick a number between 1 and 10 and hopefully find Santa.
7.
7. Not 7. No, over to you, Jodie.
3.
Ooh. There. All right, Danielle, what are you saying?
Number 9?
9.
Ooh. Could be a long one today. Back to Jodie.
4.
Oh. Wasn't that either. Right, back to you, Danielle.
5.
Yeah, still there. Well done.
Oh, it's going to be a real long one.
Jodie, you have 1, 2, 6, 8 or 10.
2.
Oh. Right, where are we even at? Danielle.
8.
Oh, my God. Jodie, you've won 6 or 10.
10.
Well done,
congratulations, Jodie. Danielle, I'm so sorry. Amazing. Commiserations.
Oh, that's brilliant. Thank you.
You're great.
Congratulations.
That's very nice of you, Danielle. Sorry, Danielle. Have a great day. Jodie, congratulations. Do you want to find out what you've won?
Yes,
it's
please.
Over to Santa Claus. Yes.
Congratulations. You've won 2 hours of bowling at Alsa Bowl with food platter and soft drinks and an overnight bed and breakfast stay for two at the Rue Glen Hotel.
Ooh. Oh my God! That's absolutely amazing!
Sorry, how fun is that?
That's deadly.
Oh my God, I thought it was going to be something little, even anything would have been amazing, but oh my God, I need that.
Not bad at all, Jodie.
Oh my God,
happy
I'm
Christmas.
For that. Thank you so much.
Don't be giving that away to anyone, okay? You take that for yourself,
Jodie.
Oh, no,
that's for me.
And organise a baby
100%.
Scissor.
That's dead right.
Thank you guys so much.
You're welcome,
not at
Pet.
All.
See you, Jodie.
Yeah.
Have a great day.
And you. Bye.
Bye. Bye, bye, bye. God, I've never had so much respect for a stay-at-home mother.
Yeah, that's intense.
That's a lot going on.
There's a lot going on with her for an hour.
Is it, like, am I wrong in saying Happy Christmas?
Nah, it's way too early.
Is it?
When you said it, it sort of felt a bit warm and fuzzy.
Yeah, so
I know, we can't help ourselves.
We'll give you another chance to win with Voucher on tomorrow morning's show. We'll do that, though, instead.
Hey, Ash, before... Happy Christmas.
That's awesome.
We'll give you a chance just before 7:30 on tomorrow's show.
Now, I mentioned there earlier, I was at home at the weekend, and I wanted to point out a lovely little initiative now that a few areas in Dublin could do.
Go on.
It's in the little kind of village near where I live. It's called Staplestown, and it's a thing called the Honesty Hut. And basically, outside this person's house, they like set up a sort of a cabinet, and inside it's full of baked goods.
Oh, I thought it was like a confession.
Yeah, it sounds like a confession.
No, but it's just like full of baked goods. There's a little safe in it, but like a little
and you put the
cash
euro
box
in.
And a little calculator.
Yeah.
So you can calculate what you owe, put the money in, and take what you want.
That's
God,
very good.
People would be, I don't know.
I know.
I love putting the faith in people, but at the same
not
time.
Not in Staplestown. They're very honest in
They're very honest there in Staplestown. But I know, I'd love to see more of that though. I love those little free book
yeah.
bookshops.
The free books are lovely.
The book things in Ranelagh, they're cool.
Yes, that is very cute.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins, fully charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.